Now, you find that that comes down on Jerusalem, and as we come to this second burden here, a second judgment that begins with chapter 12, it has to do with the second coming of Christ, we find Jerusalem under siege. And this is the result of the activity of Antichrist, and they've come in, the enemy, from every direction. Now, God will intervene in their behalf. God would assist them at that time. And you're going to raise the question, well, why in the world does he intervene on their behalf because they have rejected him? Well, we'll see why in just a few moments. Now, I'm going to read verse 6. He says, in that day will I make the governors of Judah like a hearth of fire among the wood, and like a torch of fire in a sheath, and they shall devour all the peoples round about, on the right hand and on the left. And Jerusalem shall be inhabited again in her own place, even in Jerusalem. And again, I remind you, we're talking about Jerusalem. We're not talking about Rome or Washington or Geneva, Switzerland, or any place like that. We're talking about Jerusalem, and it's a geographical spot over there in Judah. And he's already identified Judah and Jerusalem together, and he'll be doing it again in this next verse. Verse 7, the Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Judah. In other words, they would be looking down, as it were, on the rest of the country. I'm of the opinion that people today in one section have a tendency to look down on people from other sections of the country. I have been very much amused at the reaction people get to my accent. And many very frankly write letters, and they start in by saying, I started listening to you, and I thought you were just some wild-eyed ignoramus. Well, there's some people still think that. But anyway, these folks kept listening, and we saw beyond that accent, you had been to school. You had at least finished the sixth grade. But anyway, the point that I'm trying to make is our tendency is the tendency of all of us. We folk who've been born in Texas, we've been given the impression that there was nothing beyond the borders of Texas, that it just happened to be the place, you know. And the chosen were in Texas. And as some of my fellow Texans still believe that. And that is human nature. Now, if the Lord manifested himself first to Jerusalem and to the house of David, then they would look down on the rest of Judah. They'd say, well, these are country rubes, hillbillies. After all, the Lord didn't manifest himself to them first. God says, I'm going to choose them first. And you remember the Lord Jesus had something to say about the first will be last, and the last will be first. I think that we're going to get many shocks when we get to heaven. I think one of the greatest surprises and shocks we're going to find that there are people up there we didn't think were going to be there, and there are going to be some missing that we thought were going to be there. That's number one. And then we're going to find out, really, who are the people that God had really recognized as being those that were his servants and were doing faithfully what he wanted done. And it's not what we think down here at all. I think we're going to get a shock. And God makes it clear now to these people, I'm going to manifest myself to Judah first. And that'll give Jerusalem and the house of David something to think about.